Exotic domes shaped like onions rise over Temple Bethel in Corsicana, southeast of Dallas. They stand out in a farming town best known for its historic bakery and its famous fruitcake. But the temple is an important part of Corsicana's past and its present, too. Early Jewish settlers dedicated Temple Bethel in 1900. It's a small building with a distinctive Moorish character. The domes sit atop two octagonal towers that anchor the symmetrical design. Ornamental panels make the windows look like tall candles. The design of the temple reaches back to synagogues in Eastern Europe. Over time, the temple's membership dwindled and the building was offered for sale in 1981. That could have been the end of the story, but it was only the beginning. Corsicana citizens of all creeds raised enough money to buy and save the landmark. The noted restoration architect, Rayford Stripling, came in as an advisor in 1983. His first priorities were to level the foundation and to direct water away from the building. The local restoration contractor, Dennis Maloney, repaired the deteriorating outer structure. He hired craftsmen to restore the windows to their original style, with large panes of frosted glass. Workers also removed asbestos siding to reveal the original lapped wooden siding underneath. Stripling researched old photographs and examined paint scrapings to return the building to its period colors. Exterior walls are pale cream with snowy white trim. Moldings around the windows and the onion domes are dark green. The interior has been partially restored. Its focal points are a carved wooden altar and an oval stained glass window with the Star of David. Corsicana's Parks Department maintains the building. It's leased for receptions, recitals, and weddings, thus in its second life as in its first. Temple Bethel serves as a center of community life.